Over the past 2 weeks, I have been collecting pictures and objects that illustrate different types of force action, drawing resources from around my home and school environment. For example, I have a screwdriver to demonstrate how to screw, and a sheet of ripped paper to visually show the meaning of tear and rip. I begin the class by demonstrating and eliciting the three key verbs: pull, push, twist. Most of the learners are familiar with these words, although a few are not sure of twist. Once I have demonstrated and asked them to show me physically what it means, I write the three words on the board. We then do a brainstorm activity where I ask my learners to call out all the action words they can think of. I make three word spiders on the board, one for each of the three verbs: push, pull, and twist. We begin by using words in their home language and then move on to English. I find using mime to demonstrate meaning is really helpful, and I check with them whether each suggestion they offer is a push, pull, or twist verb to check their understanding. Finally, I put all the pictures and objects I have collected on a table and ask the learners to label them with an appropriate verb and put them into three groups: one for push, one for pull, and one for twist types of force.